Let's get back to Sports Call on Tiger 95.9. Feel free to give us a call at 334-887-3401 or toll free at 1-888-9-TIGER-9.
Welcome back to Sports Call, Tiger 95.9. Ryan Lavoie, Brooks Childress, and T.P. Hammack with you here on this Thursday afternoon as we head back to the Orthopedic Clinic phone line right now as we welcome on Justin Ferguson of the Auburn Observer, taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us on this Thursday. Ferg, as always, we appreciate the time. How are things in your world?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing very well, and of course, as we start this SEC tournament last night, we get into the first full day of action today. For our minds, obviously, we'll turn to the SEC tournament here in just a moment. I do want to get back to one or two items before we head to the postseason play and go back to Senior Day last weekend on the Plains. I know this age of college basketball that we're in, we saw so many potential guys playing their last game for Auburn, but also guys that could return. But nearly half the roster was a senior of some variety this past weekend. What was the emotion like inside of that building on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a pretty cool day. I mean, you talk about an Auburn group that's got a lot of experience, a lot of guys that's played a lot of ball together, to come out there and to have just kind of an emotional start to the game and get off to such a good run and then just kind of lead wire to wire towards it, never really threatened that much in that game. And I think it was a really good sign of just what this team is capable of when they are kind of firing on all cylinders. It was kind of vintage Auburn basketball for this season. They shot well, they defended well, and they got contributions from everybody. You look at the assist rate in that game, it was just kind of through the roof in that one. So I think it was just kind of the epitome of what this Auburn basketball team has kind of been this year, where it's just everybody's shooting, everybody's sharing it, everybody's defending, and they were able to kind of put it all together and send those guys out on top, which is exactly what you want to do in your final home game.
Justin, I've got two questions here for you. One is the first one's a personal question. Have you ever spent this much time in a calendar year inside of the city of Nashville? And then second, looking back at last week, Auburn games versus Missouri and Georgia, what were your thoughts on how they ended the season with those last two heading into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, all right, I'll take the second one first. I think the big thing for Auburn is just that they're playing great offensive basketball right here towards the end of the year. If you look at over the last, really since the Kentucky game, if you look at the final five games of the regular season, Auburn's got a top five offense in college basketball. And that is something that I don't know, if a lot of people expected out of this team, but they are shooting the lights out. You look at, Denver Jones, Chad Baker Mazzara, and you're getting continued great play from Jalen Williams and Jani Broome. I wrote about them today at the Observer, but, you look at Aiden Holloway and Trey Donaldson, and they're playing their best ball towards the end of the year. And so I think it's just, this is a team that's clicking. They've been great on defense all year long. It's just the shots are really starting to fall here down the stretch, which is what you need. And it's not saying they're going to go off and do this, but it reminds you of the Final Four run where Auburn, got hot towards the end of the regular season, headed in Nashville with an offense that was hitting a ton of shots and, kind of rode that momentum, all the way to something really, really special. And so I think Auburn's got that potential. I think they've got that capability to them because they are shooting the ball really well at a time of year where you need to be shooting the ball well. And, I can't think about how many times I've been in Nashville this year. It's kind of been the second office. You go back to last season, last basketball season, so extended out a little bit, 13 months basically. Auburn played a game up here, and then, you had media days up here, and then you had a football game up here, and you had a bowl game up here. And then if the roads weren't frozen over, a couple months ago, I probably would have been here, for that other, Vandy game here this year. And so you're back here for the SEC tournament, obviously, as well. Both those years you've done that. So it's been a whole lot of travel. And I think the good thing is that I like Nashville, that I can, I can get around here pretty easily now. It's not a terrible drive. So, I am going to be looking forward, though, to the NCAA tournament and just kind of moving forward into next season, because like I'd like to see some other things at least for a little bit.
Yeah. So Ferg, my question is, you know, back in the Kentucky game, we saw Jalen Williams go down with a knee injury, and a lot of people questioned who could step up and take that role. And since then, we've really seen the emergence of Chaney Johnson. Talk about what the difference is from, you know, that game in Georgia than what it was at the beginning of conference play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the familiarity. I think more than anything, you got to imagine, you know, and understand that like Chaney Johnson is making a huge jump going from D2 to D1, and not only from D2 to D1, D2 to SEC basketball. It's a pretty big leap. And you know, I look at him and I look at Denver Jones kind of in the same way. You look at Denver Jones like towards the end of the regular season, starting to really catch fire on offense. I think it's just these guys had to kind of get, you know, used to this level of play. And I think now that they're playing with a lot more confidence, you start to see it. And, you know, Chaney's a guy that, you know, deserves a lot of this success and a lot of this credit, because this is a guy who really, I mean, you look at from since he arrived on campus, he works harder than anybody on this team. This is a really hard-working team, but, you know, you go to practice or you go to a press conference or you can do whatever. If you're hanging out anywhere around the arena during basketball season, there's a chance that you're going to walk by the practice gym or the main floor and see Chaney Johnson working out by himself. And I think that's, you know, he's constantly doing that, and he's getting a lot of credit for that. It's starting to pay off. He's a freak athlete. He can do some stuff. I mean, I look at when he drives the basket and just how he kind of floats up there, and he can kind of manipulate his body to do some really good things in traffic. His shooting's gotten better. He's been a good rebounder. He's been a great defender. You know, I just see he's playing with a lot of confidence. And so, you know, Auburn loves having Jalen and loves having him healthy, and he play. And, you know, he's one of the best players in the country this season statistically. But I think you look at Chaney Johnson and you see a guy that is playing with a ton of confidence. And, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead to next season, but, you know, I mean, he's going to be a position to be that four man next year. And, you know, the future is really, really bright for him.
Currently in Nashville, we're watching that South Carolina and Arkansas game. Of course, the winner is going to play Auburn around this time tomorrow, or at this time tomorrow. We're seeing South Carolina get off to a good start in the second half. We were debating in the first segment of the show for the pros and cons to South Carolina versus Arkansas being Auburn's opponent tomorrow. What are the pros and cons in your mind between either matchup?
Yeah, I think Auburn matches up pretty well with South Carolina. And not to say South Carolina's a bad team. They're a very, very good team. Auburn tuned them up, you know, that first game, you know, to, you know, 40-point loss. But I did think the game just kind of got out of hand there in the second half. South Carolina just didn't have a whole lot of fight there. But, you know, I like the way Auburn matches up with South Carolina. South Carolina team's good. It's got some shot makers. They're tough. They play a very methodical brand of basketball. They take care of it. But they're not very big up front. Auburn's front court really, really excelled against South Carolina in that first matchup. South Carolina really packed the paint and tried to just, you know, sell out to around the rim. And that was the game when Jalen and Jani just went crazy from deep. So I like the way Auburn matches up against that South Carolina team because of the way they play defense. But you look at Arkansas, and I think the pro of facing Arkansas, if you end up doing that, is that this is an Arkansas team that's very consistent, and this would be an Arkansas team that will have played twice already. You know, they had that overtime game last night against Vandy. They're playing right now against South Carolina, and that, you know, South Carolina makes you play a real physical, you know, kind of tough, hard fought game. So you think if you're Auburn, you're coming in fresh. The other team's played, you know, 80 minutes of basketball, you know, plus 80 minutes, 85 minutes of basketball. So if Arkansas ends up pulling this one out in the second half, you know, I think that's a good matchup for Auburn, just because, you know, you're fresh, you're deep. Arkansas's not as deep. They're definitely not going to be as fresh. So I think you can see, you know, pros and cons for each. But I think South Carolina matchup-wise is a better fit for what Auburn brings to the table. But I do think there's definitely a real edge that Auburn could have if they have to play Arkansas tomorrow.
We're talking to Justin Ferguson of the Auburn Observer today on Sports Call. So, Ferg, as we look towards the NCAA tournament selection show on Sunday, and we think about Auburn's resume, we think about only the one quad one win and that sort of thing. How much, in your estimation, Do these conference tournaments matter in terms of seeding? And also, kind of to piggyback off of that, is that the right way of looking at it? Do you think they should mean something different than what it appears they are?
Yeah, a lot of people have them as a 4 seed right now. I think they're pretty solidly a 4 seed. I think the SEC tournament, if Auburn could win a couple games here in Nashville, win a couple quad one games, I think it would just solidify it. Maybe they could get up to the 3 line off of that, but I think it would just kind of be tough just because of the whole body of work, and the tournament usually doesn't get a ton of impact to seeding. So I just think it's an opportunity to kind of lock some things down. Here's the thing with Auburn. They are the most peculiar team to kind of figure out in the bracket field this year, because you can look at them, they're, top five in KenPom, top 10 in Ned, and all these ratings really love them, and they blow the doors off of everybody that they beat. They're one of the few teams in the country that hasn't lost a non-quad one game, and that's really important, especially when you look at the first weekend of a tournament. So I think a lot of people are looking at Auburn and say, hey, this team is going to either be overseeded or underseeded. And so, I think people are trying to square that circle. And so they're just going to go, hey, let's put them at the 4. They feel like 4 seed. So I think it's where they're going to end up. If they so happen to beat South Carolina tomorrow or Arkansas, and they beat Tennessee, and they, could beat a Kentucky or Alabama in the title game, maybe that could get you up to the 3 line. But, I think that's, it's a situation where I think Auburn is pretty much going to be locked into where they kind of sit right now, which is they'll probably be in that 4-5 game, 4-5 line, which means you're going to play either a 12 or a 13. Those are pretty much the same kind of teams that you play coming out of there. So it's, it is the super balanced little quadrant there. So, I think that's probably where they're going to end up, no matter what happens here in Nashville. We'll see. Maybe if they get on a run, maybe climb up to the 3, because their metrics are as good as they are.
So, Ferg, you talked about Auburn probably being a 4 seed matchup against a 13 seed. Talk about what opponent you think Auburn would draw in that first round matchup.
Yeah, you're looking at two big names right now that have been projected the most to face Auburn. That's UC Irvine and Samford. Samford, I think a lot of people are kind of scared of them because they won a lot of games. They're an in-state opponent. They definitely would be a ton of motivation. I think Samford's an awesome team, and they've done a really, really good job. They're great shooting. Play really well with that, fast-paced band, that bucky ball, they force turnovers and all that. I do wonder how Samford could, line up against Auburn's size. That would be kind of one of those things I look at. Samford's not a team that is, Samford's not one of those Cinderella stories you come into the tournament and say, hey, they've got the makeup of a giant killer. They're just a really, really good basketball team more than anything. So that's one to look at. UC Irvine, I don't know as nearly as much with UC Irvine, but that is a team that has been one of the better teams out of their conference all year. And I think if I remember correctly, they still got to win that conference because I think the Big West has just started. So, there's some other ones you can kind of see that have been floated out. McNeese State is going to be another big one. Obviously, Will Wade, the head coach there now, has done an excellent job with their week one. So, if you're a 13 seed, if you're a 4 seed or a 5 seed, you're going to kind of play the same type of teams on that 12-13 line, and that is who are the best teams out of the one bid leagues this year, pretty much in college basketball. And so I think if Auburn stays in that range, you're going to probably be along the lines of a Samford or a McNeese State or UC Irvine or teams like that.
And then, Ferg, we'll finish with this, and as it relates to the SEC tournament, we did talk about the potential matchup tomorrow, but if Auburn were to make it to the weekend, get to the semis and or the finals, could see Tennessee and then could see Alabama or Kentucky or Florida, someone out of the bottom half of that bracket. Just, again, talk a little bit about the strength of this league and some potential matchups for Auburn as they advance through this SEC tournament.
Oh, yeah, this is a phenomenal league. I mean, you look at South Carolina and the way they played all year, and you look at Florida and the way they've been able to kind of slay giants this season. Those two teams didn't get a double bye. I mean, that's just how strong this league is this year. You have a lot. I mean, I look at a team like Mississippi State that, beat Tennessee at home this year, has got some good. He beat Auburn at home. He's got some really good wins this season. And, they played the early game today. So, this league is super, super deep. And I think we're seeing that in the tournament. I think we're seeing that in the quality of opponents who play. And so, it's going to be a war. I mean, obviously, Tennessee, Commerce champion for a reason. They've got, I think Auburn is the, Auburn and Tennessee are by far the most balanced teams in the league when you talk about offense, defense, a variety of weapons. Obviously, Auburn played Tennessee extremely well until Don Connect went nuts in Knoxville. So you would, try to learn from those mistakes, pick yourself up there. I do think Auburn, when they defend well and when they take care of the ball, they match up really well against Alabama. So you'd love to see that kind of matchup again. Then within Kentucky, it's just, it's Kentucky. It's in the SEC tournament. Most of the people here are going to be Kentucky fans. Great crowd, a great atmosphere. And they're playing lights out offense. So I think Alabama and Kentucky are very similar in the fact that these are teams that kind of crank it all the way up. The way the seeding kind of fell, if you're Auburn, you get a semifinal matchup on Saturday against Tennessee. I feel like that, I don't want to say that's like the championship game by any means, because you still have to win one more and they're against good teams. But I do think that would obviously be the best team you play, and probably the team that's the most traditional of like a powerhouse balanced team that you're going to face this year. And I think it'd be another really good game.
He's Justin Ferguson of the Auburn Observer joining us today on the program. Ferg, as always, we appreciate the time. What can our listeners find here in the coming days, all this coverage of Auburn as we head through postseason play?
Yeah, so I'm in Nashville right now, covering the tournament, and wrote a story today on Aiden Holloway and Trey Donaldson. We got football observations from earlier in the week. Got a couple other stories get you ready for SEC tournament. I'll have a story tomorrow previewing Auburn's quarterfinal matchup. We'll have podcasts throughout the week, and however long Auburn's here, we'll be here. And then Selection Sunday, and start to look ahead on Monday with what goes on, here with wherever Auburn ends up from the committee. So it's a ton of stuff going on right now. We're running a special. You can get a subscription to the Observer right now for a little under $5 a month, just a little bit of a discount for March Madness. We're going to run that as long as Auburn's in postseason basketball. So great time to sign up. AuburnObserver.com. All of our newsletters, all of our podcasts get emailed to you, and we're cranking out a lot of stuff here this time of year.
Justin Ferguson of the Auburn Observer today on Sports Call. Again, Ferg, we certainly appreciate the time. We wish you well and another hopefully extended stay in Nashville, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.